Hey guys, it's Olivia again, and today I'm actually recording on the day that I'm supposed to, so yay, I got caught up, finally. So much for a nice beach weekend. It was actually really relaxing, you know, I finally took some time off. So let's just get started and take a look at my day. So first I woke up and I actually slept amazingly. Like, it was so nice. Like, I was so comfortable. I was like a rock. And I woke up around 7 and to the smell of cinnamon rolls, of course. And after I ate 4 of them and a bowl of cereal, my family went down to the beach and we collected more shells and we relaxed and actually took a nice walk down to the beach, like a 30-minute walk. It's really nice. And then we got to see a couple of dogs, pet them, you know, all that jazz. And eventually we went back to the condo, and we watched Incredibles 2, which was actually interesting, and Jack-Jack looks so much like my nephew, it's not even funny, and like, I'm just, it's a really relatable movie for my family. It's just like, it's a mood. If we had superpowers, we'd basically be the fucking Incredibles. Be kind of hilarious. And, eventually I had to collect all my junk, and that took, like, forever, including with the fact my mom was, like, she's OCD, so I don't blame her, but, like, woman needs to chill. It's the end of our vacation day. Take a minute. It's okay. And plus, we had to leave by noon or else I wouldn't make it to a performance that I had around 5:30, but I was supposed to be there by 5 and have full makeup on. And it's a color guard performance, so that explains why I have makeup on. And so we packed up all our crap. We had to let some stuff dry out because, like, everything was wet. And you should have seen the bag of laundry. I mean, put maybe 3 pillows together in like a row. And that was about how long the laundry bag was and how full it was. I mean, holy shit. That is a lot of junk we have. But I mean, it's way better to have, you know, more room inside the suitcase so you can just chunk everything in there than no room at all, am I right? And so after I made sure we had everything, and my mom definitely made sure we had everything, we loved on the baby while John took a giant shit before we left in the bathroom. He's interesting, but we love him. And as a little joke, we stood outside the door really quietly and we yelled, "All right, bye, John, we love you." We're like legit, like all 4 of us stood outside the bathroom and yelled that at him. And he was like, ah, because it's normal. He always has this weird time of the day in the morning and at night where he just takes a dump. It's like really weird. It's like almost like a calling. And soon after we left for home, and of course I'm over here like legit, like I thought I had to spend like 3 hours in the car with the baby again, but then I remembered. Sorry about that, y'all. I got interrupted by my mother. Okay, so back where we were. So, on my way home, you know, I realized I didn't have to ride with the baby for 3 whole hours, so that was actually kind of awesome. And then after I realized that, I curled up under my blanket and took a fat-ass nap. And eventually I woke up, and I looked at the gas tank, and turns out my dad is, like, really needed to get gas before we left. But for some reason, nobody thought to do that. And so, eventually, I looked up on my device the closest gas station and Subway, because my mom has been craving it, and God forbid if we didn't get any damn Subway, somebody was gonna get hurt. And, honestly, I relate, though, because we never get Subway anymore. It's really depressing because your stomach can't take it, because bread, like, you can eat bread, yeah, but it expands in your stomach, and she can't do that because she had surgery on it. And so, eventually, we went to the gas station, and, I mean, holy crap, there were, like, 10 rednecks out there. I mean, damn, they were all like, yee, yee, and then they rummed their stupid motors, and I'm like, we get it, you have a small penis. And then, eventually, we left after being entertained by that, buck teeth and all. We went to Subway, and there was actually this really cute baby in line, and I was like, it's so cute. And, I'm so tired right now. Eventually, I was able to actually get a foot long because it would be lunch and dinner. And I saw the cute baby. He was actually really adorable. And, so then we headed home again. And this time, I actually got to sit in the car and just kind of, like, watch memes. And, I took another little nap. It was nice. For some reason, I was just, like, really anxiety-filled because, like, I had to get back before this whole thing went downhill because I had a performance, and if I wasn't there, then it would have been really bad ending. So, eventually, I got home. I unloaded the car, and my mom went to go get our dogs from next door. Dang, I'm sorry, I'm yawning a lot. Because my mom went to next door to get her dogs because my aunt lives next door and she was watching them. And I got to finally find my cat who was hiding under my mom's bed. And she missed us. She meowed a lot and she keeps following us around like we're gonna leave her somewhere. And eventually I had a whole 45 minutes to slap on some makeup for my last Winter Guard performance of the year, and actually, I had some really bad anxiety while, like, just waiting to perform. But eventually, I got all my makeup done, and I headed to the school. My mom went to go sit down in the gym. I had to go grab my bag, and I talked to a couple of people, asked how their weekend was. Turns out, one of the color guard members broke her toe, and one of the seniors who tried out for, a football team, like, a football, like, by football team, I mean, like, for, like, field show, she tried out for, like, a color guard of, like, a really famous college, and, she didn't make it because her body type, and I'm over here like, are you fucking kidding me? Does this even fucking matter anymore? Like, shit. Bunch of dumbasses. Swear to God, we're surrounded. But anyway, she's still badass, and she'll probably find some other better team who actually appreciates her. And, hopefully she will, but she had tried out, like, what was it, yesterday? And I hadn't heard anything because I was at the beach the whole time. But I'm just glad that, you know, she's okay, she's happy, not depressed or anything. I made sure because, you know, I worry about them because they're my family and, you know, we're sisters. We're all sisters. There's 20 of us, but we're all sisters. No matter how much we hate each other in truth and honesty. But, eventually we got to sit down and watch the dance team and the majorettes. And there was actually a crap ton of people who showed up to watch this thing. And even, like, a couple of the new girls, I invited this new girl, her name's Vicky, and, obviously not her real name, but, like, her name's Vicky, and she's really, really sweet, and she's taller than me, which is kind of funny, but she's younger than me, too, and I'm like, God, imagine just little old me, like, not bossing around orders, but, like, just yelling orders, because, you know, you gotta get them in line at some point, or else they won't listen, and we had to break in a couple of them in the past, but luckily, we all decided to listen. So, after, you know, seeing all the new people and watching them perform, the JV started to perform, and turns out actually did really well. And the whole team, not even one of us dropped. And, I almost cried at the end of Varsity's because I realized, you know, it's everyone's last year, and it was a really good year this year. I really am. I'm gonna miss my team so much. And after last year, our older sponsor had left last year, and this year our other sponsor, Miss Rose, now is leaving the team. And that's really rare that two sponsors and only a year apart from each other leave. And then it's breaking the team's heart a lot. And I'm just glad it's been an honor. It's really been an honor. I'm just glad we still have Miss Waddy, you know. She got to be there for a year and experience what it's like. Hopefully her leadership skills will be way better next year. I mean, Rosno wasn't that amazing last year, but this year she really outdid herself. And I mean it in a good way. Sorry, I got a little emotional about that. But yeah, I almost cried. But I kept myself from crying because I was on a happiness high till now. I had to break somehow, right? But eventually I got to talk to my friend Mads and hug my old sponsor and Miss Rose now. And saw Vicky and her family. And thanked her for coming up to see us. She actually put on a whole facade just to come up here and watch us. Like, makeup and everything. I was, like, kind of shook. But then I finally got to... I walked by... What was it? Oh, yeah. We unfolded and folded the dang tarp, like, 10 times. Before actually putting it up. And then, on the way back, carrying my bag of stuff, I talked to my old friend Mac, who's not going to be on the team next year. Because she wants to, you know, sit back and relax and take her senior year off. And I also talked to Z, one of my other good friends on the guard team. And, you know, we've really bonded over time. And I'm really going to miss it. I know last year for the color guard, our shows were really, really good. And, like, we got first place and second place and third place, like, everywhere we went. But this year was more about family. And we all had this feeling at the beginning of the year, no matter how much we actually hated each other, we're all sisters and we love each other. And, you know, we were going to make this year awesome. And we did. We really, really did make this year awesome. I'm just so glad I got to finally, you know, be a part of it and work my depression out and find out what PMDD was and get myself out there. You know, and I'm really gonna miss it. I'm really gonna miss my team. Because there's a shit ton of seniors leaving, and next year, which is the year I become a senior and leave too, half the team's gonna go missing, basically, because, you know, most of us were in my grade, and, you know, at least we're gonna leave together. Because we're stronger together. Hopefully next year will be really good. I'm hoping there'll be little casualties. So, eventually I packed up and I left for home. I finally got to throwing those damn gloves that Mads needs in the washer machine because, God forbid, can't even fucking give her gloves after a week of saying I would. But, you know, no one wants anyone else's sweat and blood on their, you know, hands. Legit, like, in a glove. That's kind of disgusting. Plus, it had built up over months. I mean, that's what happens when you're in color guard. You can't help it. Eventually, you just can't find the time to even clean shit. But, I ended up coming home and unpacking and eating. And, actually, I watched some really interesting videos about Star versus the Forces of Evil. I know it's childish, but it's actually a really good show. And now I'm just sitting on my bed after cleaning up and probably about to go to sleep. So thank you for listening to this recording. I know it's a little longer than the usual ones, but I just got a little choked up. So that was Sunday's review. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a good night.